What's up, K-State Nation? Eddie Greer back for another edition of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State here in Manhattan, Kansas, home, Kansas State University, folks. Recording, folks, on this Tuesday, and I almost said Monday, told you I was about to get my days mixed up. On this Tuesday evening, September 5th, 2023, this will focus on all things running, K-State and myself here, postcast from the weekend, which we saw K-State. Well, I'm going to get right on into it. K-State cross country took place center stage in Lawrence. I took place in another L word, not loser, called Leawood, Kansas. That just came out wrong. Anyways, the K-State men's and women's cross country teams beginning of the year. Over the weekend, they kicked off a huge Saturday, of course, which ended up with a K-State victory on the gridiron. K-State won the 5K again for the second straight year with 24 points, and Hannah Stewart got the victory there with 18 flat in the 5K. That ranks as the fastest K-State 5K time at Ramrock Farm. My goodness, Hannah Stewart last year, recall it on this podcast, she got off to a great start there as well before she kind of tailed off a little bit in the second half of the cross country year. But here we are again a year later, and she wins the whole thing. K-State, her teammates win it in Lawrence there as well. That's huge right there as well. The men end up taking the bronze there in the 6K with 52 points, only four shy behind second place Oral Roberts. And of course, KU won on the men's side there with 22 points for the second straight year in a row. Of course, behind Hannah Stewart, focusing on the women here, K-State women here for a minute. Four other K-State women rounded out the top 10. That includes senior Callahan Stewart, fourth place, put down in 18:30. Sophomore Cecilia Fisher, this thing keeps on. There we go. Cecilia Fisher in fifth. Top five. Shout out there for Cecilia Fisher there. Top five. 18:31, Grace Meyer, we heard a lot about her last year, came in sixth. 18:35, senior Aubrey Donnelly, new to the squad, came home in ninth with a 19:08. It was Donnelly's, of course, first cross-country meet as a K-Stater, so congratulations on that, and coming in the top 10, nice job there as well. Freshman Paige Baker, also her first meet as a K-Stater, came home in the top 15 and 15th with a time of 19:35 in a 5K. Jessica Carraway, who was on the team last year, returns, placed in just into the top 20, 19th place with 20 minutes and 5 seconds there as well. Hannah Stewart leading the way there. We're going to get a lot of Stewart and Stewart and Steward there as well. Double S, they were double trouble there for KU and Oral Roberts over the weekend as Hannah Stewart takes the 5K that Rimrock farm there as well. Flipping the script to the men's side, right? Matthew Hauser leading the way for K-State. Of course, the K-State men have themselves some work to do, obviously losing two key runners a year ago. Matthew Hauser leading the men's team in the sixth place finish, which was a new PR, by the way, for him. More on that shortly. 19:02 there. And again, remember, they ran a 6K. Let me go back and confirm it. Yep, they ran at a 6K. All right, they ran a 6K over the weekend there. He came in sixth with a new personal best. Jack Vincent Jr., also returning, came home in the top 10 in 10th, put down a 19:19 there while finishing the top 10 as well. Junior Kyle Johnston, also back. He was on the team last year, 15th with a 19:35. But that was his first 6K as a K-Stater, though. Interesting. And then freshman, Devin Chappelle, 24th place there. Overall, 20:08. Ty Bretschler as well. His first time as a K-Stater came home in 34th. 21:28 there in the 6K there. For the men's team, I got something here from Randy Cole, head coach of the men's and women's cross-country team here. And I'm going to go ahead and read the men first here. They ran steadily, quote, they ran steadily, but probably still a few more gaps to close in with KU and Oral Roberts. But we're fairly packed together as a team, but there was a few gaps that was the difference between us getting second. Matthew Howser ran a solid race. The other guys had exchanged places, came in fairly close together, but we just got some work to do to improve. We got a nice pack. We just got to continue to get more better in race shape there. Women! This again, him, Randy Cole, quote, "The ladies did a nice job. We got a pretty tight pack. Interchangeable parts, Callahan Stewart kind of set the pace for the first half. She held on really strong. Hannah Stewart had a really steady race, a really good second half to win the overall race overall. A nice team win, a nice team pack, but continues to race their game as we move forward." Yeah, the women, they got off to a hot start. Remember, last year they won the first two or three meets, right? And then they kind of tailored off toward the end. I know I said that already tonight on this pod, but can they be more consistent? That is going to be the key for them. The men's side, they're a little young. They're a little young. They're, again, losing a couple of veteran pieces to that squad last year there, including losing an All-American there as well. So they got some work to do there a little bit, but it's early there as well. And I'm going to go ahead and stick with Randy Cole again for this. He talks about the new folks on the squad, quote, "I think pretty steadily, just a Jessica Caraway, she was more of a middle distance runner. So this will help her and with her and her overall fitness. Will Carroll is another middle distance runner. It will help him out too. Freshman Devin Chappelle, he's also been training well. I think he could run it up with the other guys. Just got to continue to mature. I think by the end of the season, we'll be up there closer and with the other guys. Same with Paige Baker. She's going to improve with time," end quote there. This is the Purple Project podcast, postcast, K-State, men's, women's, cross country, and yours truly, EG3, on a running edition of this podcast. Hannah Stewart, they're going to finish it up with her here. Quote, he talks about her performance from over the weekend. Quote from Hannah Stewart, "Feeling grateful to be healthy and continue to work hard with my teammates to get stronger throughout the season," end quote. And then talks about the potential for her teammates going into the rest of the year. Quote, "It is pretty clear after this morning that we have a great amount of potential. I look forward to us utilizing that potential and peaking at the right time during championship season," end quote there as well. So again, the men, K-State third, KU wins it, Oral Roberts second, K-State third, and Kansas City a whopping fourth for them. And the women's side, K-State with the win over KU. That's what I'm talking about. 24-38, Oral Roberts 75, Kansas City on both sides, finishing dead last there as well. Also, some notables here for the women's side here. Helen Gefeller, 18th place, 20.04. Kate Kowalik, I believe I got that right, 21 minutes and 29 seconds in the 5K. And actually, two more of note here. Actually, three that we feel I failed to mention on the men's side here. We go back to the 6K. Tommy Hazen, who was a factor last year. He finished outside the top 10 in 11th place there, 19 minutes and 20 seconds there. Kirby Devin Bush wasn't too far behind him in 13th, 19.31. And Alex Gutierrez, 19.52 in 19th place as well here. And I had So next up for K-State, it won't be this week. It's going to be the following weekend. So not this weekend coming up, the following weekend. They will travel to Indiana to Terre Haute. I probably butcher that, but they're going to Indiana next. I do know that for the John McNichols Invitational there. This will be the first time for these teams at the Laverne Gibson Championship Cross Country Course on September 16th. So kudos for good efforts and kudos for the K-State women in particularly for taking it home. Winning the whole thing on the women's side, and Hannah Stewart taking an individual crown once again for K-State. This is the Pro Project Podcast. Eddie Greer here, running edition of the pod, flipping the script now to me, right? Yesterday, and once I find enough time, I will go back. Yes, there's some recap races, and I don't have time right now, but I will go back and document everything between now and maybe three races ago, really. But yours truly did it again, back-to-back, for the second time this year. I did going back to early spring when I had a double in Kansas City. There, I believe it was, I'm trying to remember the town. I can't remember it right now. Silly me. It's late. But the Tower to Tower, yep, the Water Tower to Tower. And then it came back the next day, and the very next day, right, to win the Melanoma 5K there in Corporate Woods. This right here is coming off of a win in at Tibolo in Bonner Springs the week after that. I was in Leawood yesterday for the Leawood Labor Day 5K, the last race officially before, obviously, heading into one of the bigger, more races of the year, if not the biggest, biggest 10K of the year. I'm excited for it this year, but to put a cap on yesterday, wow, just incredible there to take the dub there over a couple of good runners there from KC Endurance there slash Smoke there as well, man. Second place, I mean, he had to make me work for it a little bit there, but vice versa. If he was going to take that, you're going to work for it for sure. I could feel footsteps the entire time there as well. As I locked up with a half mile to go there, as it got hot. It got hot. I cannot wait till everything cools down for sure. But again, kudos to one of my good friends there. I mean, on my Strava, it has me under 16. Now, of course, maybe it was a tad long. It felt normal out there, but maybe a little long. I don't know. It's hard to tell. It's hard to run as fast as you can under like 5:30 and to think like that. But you just gotta focus in the moment. You just gotta stay locked in and do the best you can. You cannot look back. And I was looking, I definitely towards the end, I was looking left to my sides, not looking behind me, not doing that taunting mess, but just looking back, just making sure he's at a good distance. And he made me work for it, and vice versa. I made him work for it. You're going to catch me. You're going to earn every inch of it there. So that's another dub for EG3. That is 7 wins for yours truly this year to this point. I don't know what else to say, but dang, man. I had an opportunity. Yeah, it's just another race. Just go out there, go in there the best you can, and just continue to work on craft. Get better. Just learn from everyone else. Continue to work on your own craft. Get better every time. That's what I try to do out there, whether that's a 5K, 10K. 10K is the big one coming up 3 weeks in a row. Kansas City's doing the KC Running Company. Shout out to them once again. They're putting together a Heartland 30K. Well, they already put together the Heartland 30K. Remember, this was the same organization that did the Heartland 39.3 challenge back in the spring. There's one. I placed in the age. I'm pretty sure. I don't think they sent out the results, but I was well inside the top 10 cumulative, right? So now this, I think this is going to be a lot more competitive. Now, obviously, Plaza 10K last year. It's hard last year. Maybe I overestimated the competition last year and all that, but I feel like this year I'm more comfortable with the competition. I've been running against some fast guys and gals all year long. It seems like I'm ready to rock and roll, man. I'm ready to rock and roll. I've had this race circled since last year. The goal was to sort of PR, but I came 30 seconds away from doing that. Couldn't do it, but I feel this year is going to be, hopefully much different there as well. I already have a plan forming in my mind. I'm not going to share that with you on this podcast there as well, but I have a plan forming in my mind of what I want to do. Obviously, the highlight of the Plaza 10K, I will tell you this, right? The Plaza 10K, right? Of Olympian is going to be in this thing. Jenny Simpson is going to be in this thing, and I'm going to be right around where she's at, or trying to keep up one of the two. It's going to be fun, man, trying to see what she's got. It's a possibility she can win the whole thing. It's a possibility now. You ask me, I'm going to win it. That's not where my head's at right now. Yes, I got a lot of momentum going in, but... mean, I want to be level-headed as I can right now. I feel like I can run with anybody right now. That's just my mindset, especially this year. Last year, I underestimated a little bit, and I just couldn't keep up, especially in the second half of the race there. I couldn't keep up. I feel like this year is going to be a different story. We'll see what happens when my legs hit the pavement in Kansas City with the biggest race of the year to basically kick off the fall schedule races up there in Kansas City there, the Plaza 10K. I'm more excited than I was last year for this race. I can't wait. It's big competition, man. You better be on top of your game. Like my guy says, not going to call him out on the show yet, but like my guy says, you got to stay ready. They're going to come with it, and you better come with your gay game. And I plan on doing just that. Take that momentum. See what happens, man. See what happens. And age-wise, age group-wise, I was one short. I didn't pay attention to it last year, but when I went back and looked at the results, I'm like, looking at the age results, damn, missed it by one, that stupid fourth place. So there's an opportunity that I can place in top three in the age group this year. There's no question about that. Well, I'm going to have my hands full this weekend for sure, but I feel more equipped. I feel ready to go, and just going to let it hang out, man, for sure. I'm looking forward to it for sure. A big name, and maybe another big name in there that I'm not mentioning, but that's the one that sticks out because I got tagged in that Facebook post a few weeks ago there saying Jenny Simpson will be in this field. Damn. I'm excited. I cannot wait to see what she got. I mean, hey, man, she could win the whole thing. Literally, I'm being serious. I mean, so, but we'll see what's in store this year. For this year's race, I cannot wait. This kicks off the 30K Heartland Series, and then next week's the Casey Hustle Run, and after that, a new race, which is the Boulevard 10K to wrap up September there as well. Man, this thing is going to get going, and before you know it, it's basically, in general, race season, folks. It's basically race season, and before you know it, it's going to be over, but this year has been fun, man, doing new races, and I'll have to do a shout out later, not right now, but doing all these kind of races. You would have asked me at the beginning of the year, back in January, I'd be doing all these races. I would have told you, not a chance, not a chance at all. But everything's has aligned. Obviously, it's a big week, big two months coming up. Obviously, next week I'm putting in my official now application to run next year's Boston Marathon. I'm gonna be a nervous wreck when that thing is in, for sure. You just never know. Every major is hard. Maybe, in my opinion, for the exception of Chicago, because everybody's getting in Chicago. I can race my win in that. But Tokyo's hard. New York's hard. Boston's probably the hardest. What's the other one? Berlin, London. I just named off the 6-star races there nationally, across the country, and here in the United States, right? So, I mean, everywhere's hard. Not just Boston. I mean, more much of that, because a lot of people put their name in the lottery, and you're just it's out of your hands at that point. That's what this is going to be. It's going to be out of my hands, for sure. So, but I feel good, and hey, what happens, man. That's what it is. That's what it is. So I can only think back to the 100-meter sprint. Really 150 sprint. No, actually, let's call it 200 sprint at Grandma's back in June then, where I just hawked down like 8 to 10 folks. Circle that. Just circle that right there, because that could be the reason I could be in or could be out. yeah, picking off all those runners there. I had some left in the tank. There, I didn't know they're going to, because the clock apparently on the course. I'm talking to my grandma's now, was on the course. Everything just seemed off there. But I had to go, because you never know. You just don't know. So you back in mind, like, you see, like, your first thought, oh, I gotta go, man. We got to get this thing moving. So that was my first thought, and I just put the hammer down and just get as many people as I can. And that's the time why I ended up with the 3:02:48 there as well. Almost close to PRing there. Finally, still haven't done that, but not yet, which is a little frustrating. Well, take the little out. It is frustrating. as fast as I am not to solve the mystery, which is going sub three. But everyone has its struggles, and you gotta try to overcome those hurdles, right? So, hey, we'll have to see what happens there. But yes, I will be putting in my application next week, at this very time, or should be in at this very time, because I ain't gonna screw around with that. Because a lot of people say, once that pay window opens, you gotta cash in now. So that's what I'm gonna do right then, and after that, it is out of my hands. And in the BAAs, Boston Association, and I don't know the other A's for that, but for sure, K-State Nation. We'll have to see what happens with all that. Everything just, I don't know, lately has really come together. I just don't know. I don't know the reason why. I don't know, but a lot of sets this year. A shout out to a lot of folks within that KC community, even here in Manhattan, Kansas still, really, really first Manhattan camp. The folks at Manhattan Running Company, the people that I've come across with here in Manhattan, and particularly the last, 5-6 years since I got back into this thing, this running deal, man, this thing has really, and I think this just really have taken off in a new level for yours truly. So I'm stunned at what has happened, and I'm just anxious to see how this is all going to play out at year's end for sure. But big win at Leawood yesterday, getting number 7, my next one, Plaza 10K. No, I'm not running Patriots. That's like in the afternoon. I'm not doing that. Don't ask me to do that. I'm putting all my eggs in a basket for Plaza 10K. I want to race it. See we can PR it for sure. For definitely. That's been the goal since really at the end of last year's race for sure. So had this on the calendar. Let's get us something. Over there in KC, baby. The Pearl Project Podcast. All thanks, K-State. You can get it wherever you get your podcast. Your first time listening to this podcast, welcome on board of the podcast. Hope you love what you're hearing this evening or whenever you listen to this episode. Starting to crank out content daily. We're in this new format now, 30 minutes. I feel like we're getting much more of a rhythm now. Getting more content out there, like usual, but in a little bit different format. So definitely we've had... I had Alex Aiden back on the podcast. You will still hear him on Mondays now with a more recap of the football games. And we might sneak in once we get our final more of a footing. Might bring him in more a bit more. We'll just have to see with my new software here on limits the 30 minutes. So gotta do what you gotta do. But yes, you can find us Purple Project Podcast, Spotify, iTunes, you know what it is, Audio Boom, Amazon, a few more other places out there in the podcasting world, including Podbean. You can find us there as well. So much excitement going on in the month of September. Got football alive, baseball going down the stretch, everything going on. NFL beginning on Thursday. Chiefs at home, defending champs, taking on Detroit Lions. That is going to be something there as well. So a lot going on, K-State Nation. You want to be a part of this podcast, make sure you subscribe. Tell a fellow K-State fan about this podcast. That's going to wrap up for this running edition, postcast, Pearl Project Podcast. All thanks, K-State. Eddie Greer, appreciate y'all. Big thanks to Alex Aiden, as always. Big thanks to you guys for continuing to listen. We are on full flight, folks. It's been another edition of the Purple Project Podcast. Go Cats.